I could see an argument for this being a motivated based on his religion and the mixture of his politics. The federal government could make a hate crime allowing for murder as well.
In the wake of the Kirk shooting, GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson today says House Republicans will attach $58 million to a short-term measure to fund the government, all to pay for extra security for the judicial and executive branches. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent signaled a framework deal after talks with a China delegation to avert a ban on TikTok in the U.S., that if China-based ByteDance doesn't sell. President Trump and China's leader expected to hold talks this week. This is ABC News. The Emmy Awards for Entertainment brought out the stars last night in Los Angeles, and a Hollywood satire raked in the most awards.
The Studio, the star-studded Apple TV Plus series from Seth Rogen, took home 13 Emmy Awards, including Outstanding Comedy Series. Seth Rogen himself won for Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. Jeff Hiller, for the show Somebody Somewhere, won the prize for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy. And Hacks picked up awards for Lead Actress and Supporting Actress in a Comedy for Jean Smart and Hannah Einbinder, respectively. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
Streets of central London jammed over the weekend with protesters who support a far-right British commentator and podcaster. And police teams clashed with protesters, leading to police to make hundreds of arrests. Cleanup continues after reported tornadoes across the country this weekend. More than 20 tornadoes reported on Sunday across central North Dakota and South Dakota. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay's downtown area is due for a major facelift in less than a year in the form of new housing and a new fire station. The city's redevelopment authority approved several key agreements and millions of dollars of support toward the construction project last week. The plan is to break ground next summer on a new Green Bay Metro Fire Central City headquarters and 85 units of affordable housing, a project with a $32 million price tag. City leaders say the public-private partnership with General Capital will help address downtown Green Bay's need for housing and public safety. The plan is to develop the former Badger sheet metal site at 420 South Broadway into a new Central City fire station and five-story apartment building to be called Fire Station Apartments. Demolition of many aging industrial buildings on the property started last July. The latest approvals are a big step toward the goal of construction starting in June of 2026. Will Green Bay students need to go through a metal detector to enter the classroom soon? That's one option on the table for a public discussion tonight at Preble High School. Green Bay schools are already requiring clear or colorless backpacks after a gun and ammunition was found in a backpack at Preble last Tuesday. The safety roundtable discussion is open to the public and starts at 6 p.m. tonight at Preble High School. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers get ready now to play the Cleveland Browns. The Browns losing to the Ravens yesterday in Baltimore, 41-17. But Jordan Love will be without one of his best receivers, Jaden Reed, Matt LaFleur.
Unfortunately, he broke his collarbone, so he'll be down for quite some time. We'll see. Certainly, I would expect him back at some point this season, but obviously it's a big blow to us.
College football, the Badgers host Maryland next after losing in Alabama, 38-14 on Saturday. Luke Fickell.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys that was a much better team than we are right now.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Cardinals yesterday 3-2, but that's okay. The Crew, the first team in the major leagues this year to clinch a playoff spot.
It's been a joy for me to be around a group of guys that have taken this, that uncommon mindset, as serious as they've taken it.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. It will continue to feel like summer for much of this week. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Even warmer on Tuesday with highs in the mid 80s. Same thing on Wednesday. Right now, 82.
WGBW. It's been a hard to you.
you. I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing. And it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel
Invasion, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, good afternoon. Appreciate you spending some of this beautiful day with me. Let's keep it over on that side of the pond with the Rolling Stones, Honky Tonk Women, 97.9.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for
not against memories, but you don't need them to appreciate the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Friend in Jesus, so you know that when I die,
Norman Greenbaum with the Spirit in the Sky, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall here. Man, this weather has been really nice. You people, you know, we had that colder spell, you know, right to the beginning of September, and everybody was like, oh, fall's here. No. That's a false alarm. We're still going to have plenty of nice days. Hopefully, this weekend is nice because there's a lot of things happening, including the 16th annual Pride Alive event that's taking place at the Brown County Fairgrounds this Friday and Saturday. And we'll be out there on Saturday. You can find out more information. You can go to the website, yournewpride.org, yournewpride.org, and you'll get some information, get the schedule of events, live music, all kinds of good stuff. That's this Friday and Saturday at the Brown County Fairgrounds.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Inside Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Inside Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Don't miss your chance to see Secret Seuss at the Neville Public Museum. This creative exhibit features a collection that consists of original character illustrations created by Dr. Seuss, as well as a collection of his unorthodox taxidermy. There are also bronze sculptures of some of his most famous characters. The exhibit is only around until October 5th. For pricing and more information, including the museum's hours of operation, go to NevillePublicMuseum.org. This has been Your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Blitz, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. And you can always stream us on the Civic Media app. Download it for free in your phone's app store with Bobby Sherman in Seattle.
The bluest skies you've ever seen in Seattle.
Stop, I can't stop, I'm not blinding, striking again.
chapel in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop without lightning striking again. Lightning is striking again.
Local news and timeless hits with Lou Christie, 97.9 WGBW. I'm here. Good afternoon. And I'm going to step aside. Connie Feldman has a local news update for you here on 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. New today, Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce officially launched her campaign for Wisconsin governor this morning. Royce is the third Democrat to enter the race, joining Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley and the state's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez as the Democratic candidates in the 2026 race to replace Governor Tony Evers. Evers is retiring after two terms. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and suburban Milwaukee businessman Bill Berrien are the only two announced candidates. The race is open with no incumbent running for the first time since 2010. UWGB kicked off Hispanic Heritage Month in Green Bay this weekend with an outdoor festival on campus. Hispanic Heritage Latinx Month starts today and runs through October 15th. The month-long series of events is a time to celebrate and recognize the history, culture, and contributions Hispanic Latinx people bring to our community. The Titletown District will be hosting a celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month this Thursday with live music, food vendors, and other activities for the whole family. The event runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Titletown this Thursday night. For news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. It will continue to feel like summer for much of this week. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Even warmer on Tuesday with highs in the mid 80s. Same thing on Wednesday. Right now, 82.
WGBW.
Say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. And all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known I'd say goodbye. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live for. Something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally reached an end. Loneliness and day love is forgotten.
I'll go on as best I can.
I'll say goodbye to love.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, broadcasting from downtown Green Bay. We gotta get out of this place. I don't know, I kinda like it. It's the Animals.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. My girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know. Watch my daddy in bed and crying, watch his hand been turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life away, oh yes, I know. One thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due, know it. Watch my daddy in bed and time, watch his hair been a turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life away, I know he's been working so hard.
Oh, no.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, where we recognize the tradition and importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. You can tune in each weekday morning between 5 and 6 for the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke here on 97.9. It's really not such a bad place to be. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. It's Steeler's Wheel. Eric here. Good afternoon to you. Do you remember last week I was mentioning a good reason to download the Civic Media app is because in the near future, we're going to have some pretty big contests where you're going to need to use the app in order to enter those contests. Now, it is absolutely free to download that app in your phone's app store. So, do it. It's actually very user-friendly, too. I was very happy. I did it myself. And, you know, I kind of know what I'm doing online and stuff. But I noticed it was very user-friendly. But anyway, big prizes. Yeah. The Green and Gold Text to Win contest is going to be starting next Monday. And you can win perhaps green dollars, gold, jewelry. The grand prize, how about some club seats to go see Green Bay in Minnesota in November at, the place down the street? Sounds pretty cool.
The Green and Gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And Saturday, September 20th, starting at 8 a.m., is the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at Lambeau Field. What's a stair climb? Well, this event is a tribute to the 343 firefighters who gave their lives at the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001. Members of the community are invited to climb the equivalent of 110 stories on the steps of Lambeau Field. I have done this climb once, and it is rough, but very impactful. Sign up today, head to wgbw.fm and click events.
Ganio Clay Products in Green Bay salutes our emergency first responders, law enforcement, firefighters, and paramedics for their professionalism, commitment, and bravery. These men and women put their lives on the line for us. First responders deserve our admiration, so thank them for everything they do for us. This from Ganio Clay Products in Green Bay, your brick, stone, and fireplace experts since 1914. Visit GAGNONClayProducts.com or call 920-498-8549.
Nadine with Surf City. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. There are a lot of reasons to be jealous of Otis Redding, but his ability to whistle is why I'm jealous here. I don't have it. Nope.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Serving notice to the world that Green Bay knows the good stuff. 97.9 WGBW.
Sebastian and Zoll form a spoonful.
Shelton again.
to catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cat. Disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cash can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars.
And low rent,
but keeping out the heat small.
The good vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and Memphis could become the next city President Trump sends National Guard troops to, he says, to help curb crime. The mayor of Memphis says city data shows crime has fallen in the past year. Democrats like Congressman Steve Cohen, who represents areas of Memphis, admits crime needs to come down further, but city plans are working.
It's high, but the National Guard won't stop that. Working with the FBI, which we've done, working with DEA, which we've done, and working with ATF would help. Those groups know how to police. They know police law. They know police strategy. They know how to patrol.
Tennessee's Republican governor says he is working with the president. Utah authorities say Tyler Robinson, the suspect in the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, could be formally charged as soon as tomorrow. A motive for the killing still unknown. The Senate says it will take up a vote on the nomination of Stephen Miron, the top Trump economic advisor, to serve out an unexpired term on the Federal Reserve Board. They begin their policy meeting on interest rates tomorrow. This is ABC News. Tensions escalating in the Middle East following Israel's strike last week targeting Hamas leadership in Qatar's capital. Secretary of State Marco Rubio traveled to Israel, meeting with Israel's prime minister about the war in Gaza and efforts to release the remaining Hamas-held hostages. Benjamin Netanyahu, at a briefing with Rubio today, did not specify if any Hamas official was killed in the Qatar strike. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge says the Emir of Qatar continues to condemn the military move.
Very, very strong criticisms of Israel once again, calling Israeli aggression blatant, treacherous and cowardly, accusing the government in Israel of being extremist, saying that it practices, quote,